Well, really, now that Old Town's mostly covered, all of the relatively affordable areas to deliver fiber have been delivered to at this point, we're looking at spreading out to the periphery. So you've got the neighborhoods and the surrounding areas like RVR, where you've got some underground construction requirements, so it's really expensive. What we're doing is rolling out a fiberhood initiative where the individuals can sign themselves up and their neighbors. And once we see an adequate number of demand, we'll go in and then do that construction later this summer or whenever we reach that tipping point.
And what's the difference between an affordable place to lay fiber and not affordable?
Well, if you're looking at something like Old Town Carbondale, where we've got access to poles, you're in the $5 a foot range, which means we can pass a house for a couple hundred dollars, which makes service delivery affordable. Once we're in the underground areas like the subdivisions, you're looking at $50 per foot to do construction. So we really need a lot of people to sign up and have them sign up their neighbors at the same time.
How does Carbondale compare with fiber to neighboring communities?
There really aren't any neighboring communities in the area that have fiber. So we're rolling out fiber, for example, in areas that we service. So from areas all the way over in Debeck through Aspen, we're doing fiber to the home eventually. Carbondale is one of the early pilot neighborhoods. Rifle, we're going to do 60 to 70,000 feet in the next 30 to 45 days, which will get a couple thousand residents on there. But Carbondale is definitely ahead of the curve.
And so for the fiberhood, what areas are you looking at here?
Well, with the fiberhoods, we're really trying to have the people tell us where the interest is. So a couple of outspoken areas so far, there's some subdivisions in the El Jebel area that have been very vocal. The folks up in Elk Springs towards CMC Spring Valley campus have been very vocal as well. There's 60 or 70 folks that have pre-signed up, and Old Snowmass actually is an area of interest. A couple hundred folks in the last couple hours.
And when people sign up, it's just saying if the possibility comes, then they'd like to subscribe?
Correct. They're basically just expressing interest. So I can take a look at that in spreadsheet form and say we've got roughly so many dollars worth of revenue. Can we afford to build it at this point? We'll actually stay in touch with them throughout the entire process, tell them how many people have signed up, roughly what the timelines are, try to project some milestones out so they can have some concrete idea of what the steps are. But it's a very fluid process because it's based on demand.
Well, thank you very much, Chris Stebner.
Thank you.